This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. So when I would go to bed at night, I remember my parents saying goodnight. Sleep tight. Don't let the bed bugs bite. It's kind of a big responsibility. You know, you're trying to... there was a lot of orders given. Now, with kids, they get confused. One, you're telling us to have a good night. I mean, what if I have a bad dream? What if I get woken up too early by one of the cats? Whatever. Then you have to sleep tight. And then on top of that, you have to make sure you're not assaulted by vermin. So it was a lot of responsibility as a kid. But I said it to my kids. Good night, sleep tight, don't let the bed bugs bite. What? Bed bugs? So bed bugs apparently have plagued us for centuries. That's where we came up with the good night, sleep tight, don't let the bed bugs bite. And I live in Las Vegas, and I love my town. I call it a town. Yes, we're a city. We're a metropolis. But Vegas is a town. I've been here for years, seen it grow. Seen it become such a, you know, global beacon of entertainment that when I see work criticized in the news, bagged on, I get a little defensive. So apparently there are some reports that there were 7 hotels in Las Vegas that allegedly had bed bugs. And this report came out in the last couple days. And there was, according to CBS News, they said that the Southern Nevada Health District had, I guess, reported this to KLAS, local news, and the hotels included Circus Circus, Caesar's Palace, Planet Hollywood, Palazzo, Tropicana, MGM Grand, and Sahara. Why? Well, a guest here and there said they were bitten by bed bugs. Now, according to the complaints, if the bed bugs were found, they were usually taken care of. And these are individual sightings. Now, I'm about to stay at a hotel for a conference in Las Vegas. I have absolute full confidence in the hotel that there's not going to be bed bugs. And the reason why I have full confidence, this conference is going to be at the Westgate, is because one is I stay at Las Vegas hotels all the time. I do staycations and I've never been bit. All right, but number two is there are bigger and badder cities out there with bed bug issues. So I don't know if you guys ever see the Orkin list that gets published. All right, and Orkin is definitely a trailblazer when it comes to pesticides and pest control. And the Orkin's top 50 bed bug cities list has Chicago ranked the worst in the nation 3 years in a row. I think it's actually the fourth, if I count correctly, because I've been doing the story over and over again. And so other cities that have it way worse than Las Vegas is Chicago, New York, Philly, Cleveland, and L.A. They rank in the top 5. This report is being done, I guess it's published every January, and they look at the data up until the fall of the year before. So Chicago, New York, Philly, Cleveland, and L.A. ranked the top 5. Then came Detroit, Indianapolis, Baltimore, D.C., Columbus, Ohio. Then Champaign, Illinois, Grand Rapids, Michigan, Cincinnati, Charlotte, Denver. Rounding out the last five of the 20, Atlanta, Dallas, Pittsburgh, Charleston, Raleigh. I'm looking at the whole list of 50. I don't see Las Vegas on any one of them. So seeing this headline, you know, you're like, okay, well, I get it. You know, maybe somebody got bit by a bed bug. And by the way, you know, the bed bugs can be brought by another guest. So housekeeping usually does look for bed bugs. They change all the sheets. They clean all the bedding, they've actually changed the way they have the beds in terms of the mattress frames and things like that. But they usually clean all that. You can inspect, by the way. But just really quick, a breakdown on bed bugs. Bed bugs, most commonly the Cymex lectularis, they grow really small, no bigger than an apple seed. They live about 4 to 6 months. They're dormant, but the females lay anywhere from 250 to 500 eggs in their lifetime. Sometimes they lay 1 to 5 eggs a day. The eggs hatch between day 6 and 10. Then you get the little baby nymphs who are really hungry and they want to eat. They then become adult bed bugs in 7 weeks. Now, a bed bug wants blood, so they'll feed on you. And they take about a good 5 to 10 minutes to feed. After they feed on you, they leave a mark, a red mark. And that mark won't be where they fed, but to your inflammatory reaction. I think the bed bugs might also inject a little anesthetic so you don't know they're on you. They usually don't, you don't feel it because they inject not only an anesthetic but also an anticoagulant so you also don't itch and bleed. But then your immune system kicks in. And they love the mattresses, box springs, bed frames, torn wallpaper, carpet, furniture, rugs, flooring, corners, cracks, crevices, as well as picture frames. So when you inspect, you could use credit cards, you could use certain, they're a little dark brown red, so you could also use like a lint white sort of cloth. You could even exhale onto the area and see if some of them, because they get attracted to carbon dioxide. But what you're looking for is not necessarily the bed bugs, but the poo-poo or the molting from the exoskeleton. So if you find poo-poo or just anything that doesn't really seem to be completely clear, that could be bed bug sediment. And then you might know that could be a sign that there are bed bugs. Usually bed bugs are benign. But what I want everybody to do is to make sure their tetanus is up to date. Because if you're bit by a bug, it could carry tetanus. So we want to make sure your tetanus is up to date. Number two is if you do see a bug bite, or wash it off. Soap and water. One of the best things you could do. Then reach out to your medical provider, especially if you have multiple bed bugs, bites, if you have a fever, if you're achy. They might recommend some hydrocortisone cream or anti-inflammatories, but make sure you keep your suitcases off the floor. Make sure you check a hotel's rating, cleanliness rating, inspect for poo-poo, and always, I bring my own blanket and pillow just because it's more comfy. 1-877-DOLLY, don't go away. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25% plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So if any of you are thinking that you are going to get a smoking deal by swooping in and buying up land that a Maui house had once habitated or resided on, that's now burned, you got another thing coming. We are asking, not only public officials, but anybody with a conscience is asking for land developers and vultures to stay back. In fact, the Hawaii governor wants to have a moratorium and has been warning investors and realtors who have, get this, actually approached survivors in an effort to purchase their land. Can you give them some time to find their loved ones and their pets and rebuild their belongings before you try to make a quick buck on their land? Governor Green says, I've reached out to the Attorney General to explore options to do a moratorium on any sales of properties that have been damaged or destroyed. Moreover, I would caution people that it's going to be a very long time before any growth or housing can be built. And so you would be pretty poorly informed if you try to steal land from our people and then build here. So there were claims on social media from Maui residents that they have been contacted by realtors and investors interested in purchasing their land. I think the wildfires, some of them are still going on. I think the Lahaina one is contained, but there's still other ones out there on the island. So on Sunday, the Kaiko'o Haleakala organization posted a video on Instagram criticizing investors and realtors who are not named. They said, if you are a victim and they are calling you, please get their name and get their business name so we can put them on a blast. All right. So there are now going to be lists of your company's name on it if you are trying to buy, you know, and take advantage of this. And listen, okay, I play devil's advocate. I get that Hawaii and the coast and California, New York, there are places where you wish you bought property 30 years ago. And so if people are selling, I understand. You know, it doesn't mean you're completely evil. But, you know, just think about what you're doing. Think about what you're asking. This is, it's, there's crematoriums, there's thousands of people still missing. It's one of the biggest tragedies Hawaii has seen in its history. And no, they won't be building your vacation home there. That's not going to be a priority. They got to get people back home. They need to get people back into their homes. They need to first find the bodies. We're being told that some of these bodies will completely disintegrate because they've been turned to ash from the fire. Now, as of yesterday, officials in Maui provided an update on the different active wildfires. In the upcountry Kula fire, that's about 678 acres in size, 65% has been contained. Oh, I apologize. The Lahaina fire is only 85% contained. So it's close, but not completely. The Lahaina fire had grown to 2,100 acres. So the update said the Maui Police Department has confirmed 99 fatalities due to the wildfires. Three of the victims have been identified. I know it seems like they're going at slow pace, but they only have X amount of people that can help. They're also, a lot of their focus was also still getting people out of the area. And so it is going to take time to go through all the areas. They said the names are going to be released after the families are notified. Right now, 25% of the area has been searched. So remember, as of last weekend, it was 3%. This happened about a week ago. So it is taking time. Maui County officials said that in the upcountry Kula fire, 19 homes have already been destroyed, as well as other structures. And so those are the fires that are still going on. So, you know, this is, it's just, you know, we're watching this unfold. We're seeing, you know, people help try to give water. It's still hot outside, and the shelters are being overrun, and only a quarter of the wildfire burn area has been searched. So imagine not knowing where your family is, not knowing where your friends are, your pets are, and you're trying to survive. It's like a war zone over there. And even though there's 99 people confirmed, they have yet to still uncover more bodies. They have teams of cadaver dogs. So a lot of finger pointing. What happened? What's going on? Well, let's give you the latest from CNN. All right. They say there is a lawsuit where Hawaiian Electric is facing a lawsuit claiming power lines blown over by high winds helped cause the fire. Now, an official cause has not yet been determined. I've seen videos of while there were the heavy winds, and remember, there were hurricane winds to the south of the island, you did see power lines that were knocked over. Now, did they cause sparks? I mean, that's going to be tricky with the lawsuit, you know, to prove that it was the power company's fault. You know, could be tricky. But there's also class action lawsuits because alarms might not have, and sirens might not have been working. A lot of questions. First responders also encountered weak water pressure. Fire hydrants were also running dry. And Kehi Ho, one of the firefighters working in Lahaina, said there was just no water in the hydrants. They said another firefighter, unnamed by the New York Times, because he wasn't authorized to discuss, said his truck connected to a hydrant, but the water pressure was too weak to be of use. And the flames spread beyond firefighters' ability to contain them. CNN had asked for Maui County Department of Water Supply to give a comment. So there's a lot of things that could have been at play, and this was sadly the recipe for disaster. You know, hurricane winds, poor infrastructure, because there's not a lot of room on the island for there to be roads. There's only one road going into Lahaina, one major road, so evacuation was harder. You know, you really can't move a lot of trees to put the power lines because there's, you know, it's a lush island and you want to preserve the natural beauty as well as the natural resources. But if there could have been a better way to hold power lines in these types of winds, that's going to come out in the suit. Is it, and again, this is when the finger pointing happens because somebody has to pay for the rebuilding. And if they people feel there was somebody at fault, they're going to obviously want them to pay. And I'm really mixed on that because I don't know what caused the fire. Hawaii's network has 400 alarms meant to alert residents to tsunamis and other natural disasters. We're being told it didn't activate while the fire was spreading. For some reason, it didn't activate. Now, could it have been because the fire affected it? That's according to Hawaii Emergency Management Agency spokesperson Adam Weintraub. They said although the emergency response is still being reviewed, the sirens were essentially immobilized by the extreme heat. So there's going to be a huge, huge investigation into what went wrong with people not knowing that there was a fire and it's spreading so quickly. Imagine you taking a nap or you watching a movie. And your drapes are closed because, and the shutters are closed because you want to be able to, you know, and then the power goes out. And then you can't go on your computer and the cell tower's down, so you can't check on your phone what's going on. And it wasn't until people were looking outside. That's frightening. So, a lot of people are out there helping. You got Red Cross. You got multiple agencies. There's been calls to provide DNA. Those with missing family members are urged to contact authorities and provide DNA samples. There's been about 2,200 structures that have been destroyed and damaged by the fires. Shelters. There's been 400 hotel rooms available for those and Airbnb units now providing homes. Coast Guard is now shifting focus from search and rescue to containing hazardous materials in the ocean that could be left behind by the fires. Sonar technology was brought in and a 100-foot boom placed at the mouth of the Lahaina Harbor. And power is slowly coming back. Right now, 80% of customers on Maui have power. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. The Fulton County, Georgia District Attorney says former President Trump was part of a criminal conspiracy to overturn the state's 2020 election results. The investigation centered around multiple points, including that phone call Trump made to Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger.
I just want to find 11,780 votes, which is one more than we have.
Wildfires in Hawaii have now claimed at least 99 lives. On Monday, Governor Josh Green said more than 80% of the structures that were destroyed are residential. Six former law enforcement officers in Mississippi have pled guilty to state charges connected to the torture of two black men. The six officers kicked down the door of a residence where the two black men were living without a warrant. Corey Myers, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So some of you have asked, how do doctors keep it together? You know, working on the Maui victims, dealing with all the trauma and the death and despair and the morbidities that we see on a daily basis. Well, many of us doctors have creative outlets. And I urge anybody in the healthcare field to embrace that. Me, I sing. Not well, you all have heard me sing, but I sing. That helps me. I write. And joining us next is, back again, Dr. Fionn Fox Faraday, critical care and pulmonary physician. Sees ICU, sees some of the heaviest of the heavy. But her creative edge manifests into some very, very beautiful books. And she is joining us next to talk about her latest work, Mates of the Alliance, Darzik. Dr. Faraday, thank you for coming back. We really appreciate you.
Oh, thank you for letting me visit with you, Dr. Dahlia. I really appreciate it. Wow. Well, I mean, you've been through a lot. You've had a lot of experiences, and I love that you're able to channel that into things for readers. You know, talk to us about your latest work.
This is actually continuing out the story of some secondary characters that we met in book one, which is Karen, and it's Daria's best friend, Emily, and Karen's best friend is XO, Darzik. And basically, Emily has been through some horrific trauma a couple of years before, and she's kind of shut that part of herself down emotionally. And she sees Daria fall in love with her mate, Karen, and sees how beautiful they are and what their bond is, and kind of wants that for herself. And she's just trying to get the courage to reach out for that for herself. And she's a survivor. She's decided that she's not going to be a victim. She's not going to let, you know, what happened to her in the past dictate her life. And she wants to have a wonderful, fulfilling life. And she thinks she's realized that is the best justice that she can possibly have for what she went through. And her mate has been waiting for her very patiently. And he doesn't know it yet, but she's done waiting.
That's fascinating. I love it. You know, I just saw the movie Sound of Freedom, and the victim actually was very musical. And after all the trauma, you see her go back to the instrument she was playing in the beginning of the movie. I love how your work helps people kind of tap into their real life, you know, experiences, and shows them a way how to cope and go on.
Yeah, because, you know, everybody has trauma of some sort or another, varying degrees, and if we don't express it or the energy we build up, it can get really ugly and fester and kind of poison it. And this is, for me anyway, writing's become a very productive, cathartic, liberating thing to do, and it makes me be able to come back and do what I do with renewed energy and kind of hope, because you know, there's so much going on in our world right now. There's Maui, there's COVID having a little resurgence, there's all the horrible things going on in politics and Ukraine, and we need to have some hope. And I think, you know, hope is what gets us through. And I think fiction sometimes gives us a little escape and shows us, you know, the happy endings that sometimes we don't necessarily see in real life. And we really need that to get us through, I think.
It's true. Many of my books are self-help books and, you know, not fiction. I do have a fiction book I'm working on, but sometimes that's not the best way to get to people. Sometimes the best way is for people to see a story and they go, well, I see what happened in that story. That can help me cope. Like with Karen and Darzik and, yeah, you know, Mates of the Alliance, you actually feature a lot of medical and military themes in this. I love what you do. Tell us more.
Well, you know, some of the back themes, so the secondary characters in the book, one of them is the Earth, because, you know, she's our home and she's been through a lot and we haven't really taken very good care of her. So a lot of Darzik and Karen center on how they're trying to bring her back to how she should be. The other thing is I love animals. I have a truly ridiculous number of pets. And I think that a lot of people underestimate just how intelligent animals are. And some of my favorite characters ended up being some of the animals in the book. They have a lot to say. In my world, in Darzik and Karen's world, they are sentient. And they are animal companions. They're not pets. They're far more than that. And they develop a true bond. It's not like a mating bond, but it's a very true friendship. And, you know, the other thing is friends, family, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. Oh, I was telling people we were speaking to Dr. Fiona Fox Faraday. Go ahead, please. Continue.
Friends are the family we get to choose. And they don't necessarily have to be human sometimes.
True. That's so true. Even adopting an animal is very therapeutic because you're helping them, you're doing them, and we have like a little farm. One just turned 17, and he's still celebrating. I'm like, your birthday's over, but he's still celebrating. So, you've been able to, with your busy schedule, venture into the author world. What advice do you have for individuals who also want to, which is very cathartic as well, what's your advice to people who want to become authors?
I think, you know, because I never, ever dreamed that I would write a book. And I kind of ran out of ways to cope with the first wave of COVID. I read everything I wanted to read. I binge-watched a bunch of shows I liked. And I was still ridiculously stressed, and I was snapping at everyone. And I just started scribbling or tapping away on keyboards, as the case may be. And it took me in a direction that I never imagined. And people just, you know, if they have whatever their passion is, whether it's writing, singing, you know, pottery, whatever they like to do, whatever art form or expression they want to take, try it, because you never know where it's going to take you. And even if you don't, you know, because I never thought I'd ever publish. Even if I never published, this has done me so much mentally, so much good. Because it's just, it really, it takes a lot of that negative kind of energy you've built up and turns it into something positive, into something that, you know, at least to you, is beautiful. And hopefully other people will think so too.
Mm-hmm. In the last minute, how can people find your book and find out more about what you do?
It is matesofthealliance.com is the website, without the it's Mates of the Alliance. It's available on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. And I think sort of like the tagline for the book, it's committed, devoted, faithful, mates just are. And it's the idea that, you know, nobody's perfect. And these people find the one imperfect being that happens to be perfect for them. And, you know, they look beneath the surface. And they embrace their differences, and they find that it's their person, it's their mate. And it's amazing how we are all similar under our superficial differences if we take the time to look.
So true. Dr. Fionn Fox Faraday, again, so glad you came back. I love what you do. One more time, give the website for our listeners.
Yeah, it's matesofthealliance.com. And just as like a comparison, if people like Avatar or Shape of Water or Ruby Dixon, that'll give them kind of a idea of what this is, what the Mates of the Alliance world is about.
Beautiful.
And it's all about hope and devotion and commitment and incredible friendships that are not just with, you know, and yes, they have some wonderful friends, best friends forever and bromances, but some of the best relationships are between the humanoids and the animals that choose them, and that they choose.
So true. So true. Dr. Faraday, thank you so much. Can't wait to have you back.
Thank you so much for letting me visit with you again.
Take care. Take care. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at DrDahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's DrDahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I'm not a fan of posting, like, outing companies and giving them bad publicity because you don't like them, and fake reviews and false reviews. I'm not a fan of that at all. But I do understand when you have a company that might not be very open about their charges until after you pay, and then you're stuck, where people want to post that to warn other consumers. That I get. And I told you I was at a hotel, and I get a bill, and there's an additional $8 on top of all the other BS that was added onto the bill. $8 because I used my Discover card. Well, I might have set up the reservation with my Discover card months in advance. They didn't say they were going to add the fee. There was an $8 fee, so when I said, let me give you another credit card, they go, well, you can't. You got to fill out a form, then you have to submit the form. I did, just to see if it would. They didn't do it. And I don't want to badmouth them. I don't want to post them. I don't want to, but that was kind of crappy. Now, I get a lot of you have reached out going, what the hell are all these credit card fees? Where they're the ones that are taking credit cards. You're paying interest on the credit card, but the company is charging you extra because you're using a credit card and not giving cash. Yeah, well, there's a few things behind that one. Companies love cash. They could take cash and not always pay taxes with the cash. Easier bookkeeping for them. And they don't have credit card fees. When I, as a business owner, had the credit card machine put in, one, that cost money. Then you had to pay for the credit card, I guess, software or whatever was being used. And then on top of that, they would charge you extra every transaction. And it got so ridiculous that we actually had to say, look, we don't want to do this, but if you're going to be using a credit card for a $5 fee or whatever, we need you to help offset. We didn't make money on it. We showed them the percentages and said, look, there's an extra dollar fee or $2 fee. Now, I'm seeing individuals, I know that they did not get charged $8 for the Discover card use, but they wanted to make a profit on that. And so I think if you're going to do that, it needs to be, there needs to be signage, people need to be aware, and then they need to have an opt-out. Well, interestingly, Redditors in L.A. are compiling a list of restaurants that ask customers to pay extra fees because customers are kind of wondering, what the hell are these extra charges? And there apparently is a Google Sheets document, according to Business Insider, that has already over 200 entries for bars and restaurants across the city that has additional fees like security charges, service charges, card fees, and administrative fees. Now, I've gone into a restaurant. I have paid their 30 to 40% increase for a sandwich, for an iced tea. I've paid that. And I tip accordingly. Because you're paying more, you tip more. But to pay for administration, to pay for security, to pay for, at some point, patrons are going to say, hell no. Now, I'm a business owner. If I have to, because of the way crime is going, if I have to add security to make sure clients or patrons are safe, I see how you would want to pass that fee down. But that's part of your overhead. So you can't just say, I'm going to charge you guys extra for this. It's going to be, my temple does that. When I pay dues, they add the extra security charge. Now, maybe it's because they want transparency to show everybody why the dues went up, but it actually says that we have security, you know, after there's been some shootings and other issues at other places of worship. I'm happy to pay it, but I'm glad they're upfront about it. But when you go to a restaurant, if they're already charging more for the meal, is it really fair that they're charging more to pay their managers, to pay their marketing team, to pay their security team? That's what the cost of doing business is. That's what the, when you offer a service or a product, that price should be encompassing that. But what ended up happening is during COVID, when companies said, you know what, this is ridiculous. We have to have low volume. We have to put up plastic. We have to change all our menus. We have to give out paper. Here we go from being very environmentally friendly to not. We have to spray and sanitize everything. That's costing money. We're going to add a COVID fee. You also see restocking fees. You see service charges, corkage charges. That, if you bring your own bottle of wine, I get that. Because, I mean, if you're going to be bringing your own food to a restaurant, why are you using their spot? I get that, you know, but at some point, it's ridiculous. And, you know, listen, I waited tables, and I was offered a manager position. And I said, hell no, because the manager didn't get tips. So who would want to manage a restaurant if they don't get tips? Now, what some restaurants do is they pool the tips. Any tips you make, you throw in the pot, it gets split among everybody. Otherwise, the bussers wouldn't get any tips. We would tip the bussers. We would put money into a pool, and then all the bussers would be able to get that money. But, you know, managers only made their minimum wage. So nobody wanted to be a manager. I didn't. I made more money with tips. So I get that's an issue, but then the company needs to pay their manager more or figure out how they get part of the tips. But to tell the person who comes in, not only do you have to pay extra for your drink and your meal, but you have to pay all these extra fees, it's ridiculous. Apparently, in Zuntos and Santa Monica, customers have had to pay a 20% mandatory service charge, which the restaurant says is non-negotiable, non-discretionary, non-removable. The restaurant says, we disagree with systems that have heavily recognized only the front of the house, noting the charge is designed to help push our industry towards a more equitable wage distribution between the kitchen, bar, and floor teams. A tip is not expected, but diners can still leave one if they wish. So basically what they're doing is they're doing a service charge. So some people might just do that, and then I guess you can leave it. But if you don't see it, then you're doing the service charge plus the tip. Kali in Hollywood has a 5% kitchen appreciation charge. Chulita in Venice says they have a 4% surcharge to support our dedicated kitchen team and to help provide benefits for all eligible team members. Now, when you word it like that, you're like, well, of course we want to help the people out. But when you look at the price of what you're paying, you know, I was just in a restaurant in Santa Monica. It was a nice restaurant, but it was expensive for what we got. But I figure they're charging more because they're going to pay their staff more. If they're saying nope, that's because fish costs more. So you have to pay on top of that. That's going to start to stink. Il Fornaio adds a 3% surcharge for wage benefit and insurance requirements and pays sick days. Well, you know, at this point, people are going to be like, I'm not going to pay for other people's sick days. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.